Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will conduct working visit to Asian Summit and G20 Summit. Cuba encourage efforts to introduce business potentials with Indonesia. Now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led a limited meeting on preparation of the President's working visit to the Asian Summit and G20 Summit at the Presidential's office, Jakarta, on Wednesday. At the beginning of the limited meeting, the head of state explained there are three important issues that will be conveyed by Indonesia at the 34th Asian Summit, which will be held in Bangkok, Thailand, on next June 20th to 23rd. These three issues, namely invitations for Asian countries to unite in anticipating trade wars between the United States and China. In addition, the issue of plastic waste at sea, as well as issues related to the acceleration of peace in Rakhine State, Myanmar.
Kita harus gunakan momentum yang sebaik-baiknya untuk merebut peluang-peluang yang ada, terutama dan...
We must use the momentum efficiently to seize the existing opportunities, especially in the context of strengthening the country's economy and the national interest. In the 34th Asian Summit in Thailand, there are several issues that we need to discuss. Firstly, we must invite Asian countries to unite in anticipating trade war between the United States and China so that economic stability in Asia is still maintained. Secondly, related to combating marine debris in Asia. Thirdly, related to the acceleration of peace in Rakhine State, Myanmar.
Agar stabilitas ekonomi di ASEAN tetap terjaga. Dan yang kedua, yang berkaitan dengan...
On the same occasion, President Joko Widodo also focusing on three issues which will be discussed in the G20 summit, such as global economic and financial issues, especially related to the trade and investment.
Di KTT G20 di Jepang, kita ingin mengangkat, bicarakan.
At the G20 summit in Japan, we want to discuss, firstly, on global economic and financial issues, especially those related to trade and investment. Secondly, regarding the steps of innovation in the context of digital economic development and artificial intelligence. Thirdly, concerning the handling of inequality, the quality of infrastructure, employment, and the empowerment of women in the world. The G20 summit, which will take place on June 28 and 29, will bring together a number of G20 member leaders, including Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, the European Union, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, and Japan. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led a limited cabinet meeting which discussed the breakthrough investment, export and taxation policy at the Presidential's office, Jakarta, on Wednesday. On the occasion, the president reminded his ministers to create policies that could resolve the current account deficit. President Joko Widodo and his ministers have held limited cabinet meetings related to the investment, export and taxation for 6 times. However, the president said that he is not satisfied with the policies compiled with his staff, considering the policy has a significant impact on the business world.
Kembali lagi, urusan investasi, ekspor, perpajakan sore hari ini.
We are back discussing issues of investment, export, taxation in the limited meeting. This is the 6th limited meeting related to my desire to make policy breakthroughs in the fields of investment, export, and taxation. I hope this is the last one, and I also hope the policies on investment and export are really concrete so that we can hear the difficulties experienced by the business people.
benar-benar kita mendengar dari kesulitan-kesulitan apa yang dialami oleh para pelaku.
In the limited cabinet meeting, President Joko Widodo backed to remind his ministers to prioritize increasing export and investment. According to the president, the two sectors are key for the Indonesian people to solve the problem of the current account deficit. The president also expressed hope that the government can create concrete policies which have a significant impact on the national economy. The Indonesian Ministry of Trade held an APEC workshop entitled APEC Workshop on Best Practices of Trade Facilitation Agreement Implementation Within APEC Economies, Opportunities and Challenges, attended by 125 representatives of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC member countries. As reported by Antara, expert staff on international relations of the Trade Minister Dodi Edward in Legian, Badung, Bali on Wednesday said that the workshop is aimed at increasing the ability of APEC members to carry out their commitments in the context of free trade agreements, especially regarding simplification of export-import procedures. Dodi Edward also said that the free trade agreement is one of the agreements that had been reached and agreed in Bali in 2013. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Cuban Ambassador to Indonesia Nircia Castro Guevara encouraged efforts to introduce business potential between Indonesia and Cuba. Speaking at the Voice of Indonesia studio in Jakarta on Wednesday, Ambassador Nircia said that one of the obstacles in improving trade relations between the two countries is the lack of information of the two countries' potential.
Actually, we have to say that one of the main obstacles that we have in the trade relationship is that we don't know in deep our markets. Mm-hmm. Cubans don't know exactly what they can buy in Indonesia and the other way around. Indonesia, they don't know exactly what the Cuban market can offer to them.
Furthermore, the Cuban ambassador to Indonesia, Nircia Castro Guevara, said that Indonesia and Cuba have not conducted trade agreements to encourage the increasing economic cooperation between the two countries. This is another obstacle that must be anticipated if the two countries want to achieve the increasing trade relations in the future. Indonesia and Cuba will celebrate 60 years of Commander Che Guevara's arrival to Indonesia in September 2019. The two countries will also commemorate 60 years of bilateral relations in January 2020. Three Indonesian delegates who are members of the Railway Signaling Engineer Institution will promote professions and the development of Indonesian railroad signals in the United Kingdom. One of the delegates, a railway signaling expert from Telkom University Ahmad Sugiana in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that currently the railway signaling profession has not been much in demand, while the railway project is growing. On the same occasion, another delegation head department of the Signaling, Telecommunications and Information Technology of PT MRT Jakarta, Yanto Yulianto, hopes the recruitment of both Indonesian and foreign professionals to contribute in the railway signaling in Indonesia. The wonderful Indonesia tourism brand was promoted in two major cities in Russia, namely Moscow and St. Petersburg. The promotion is aimed to attract more Russian tourists to Indonesia. As quoted by Antara, the Deputy Marketing Development to the Ministry of Tourism, Nia Niscaya, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that foreign tourists from Russia are currently growing. Many of them have visited Thailand and Vietnam. Therefore, it's time for the Ministry of Tourism to attract them to come to Indonesia. Niscaya also said, based on data from the Central Statistics Agency, the number of Asian tourists visited Indonesia in 2018 was 125,728 people, or 6.97% increase compared to 2017. The growth of tourist arrivals from Russia to Indonesia is the highest among other European countries. Activists of environmental NGOs Bangka Flora Society BFS and Salam Alam Upang have planted 142 rare orchids under the initiative to preserve the flora in Bangka Belitung Islands province. The orchid preservation activities conducted in the Upang River Biodiversity Tourism Area in Tanah Bawah Village, Puding Besar Sub-District. BFS Chairperson Dian Rosana Anggraini stated in Pangkal Pinang on Thursday. The orchid were planted in commemoration of World Environment Day and Land Degradation Day that fell on June 17, 2019, for the preservation of flora. The orchid species are, among others, Phalaenopsis sumatrana, Dendribum peradi, Arundina graminiflora, Macellaria, and Cattleya. Of the 142 orchids planted, 75 are gifts from the family of the late Elsie Taufik Rani. The late Elsie Lestari Taufik Rani dedicated her life to the preservation of orchids, specifically those of Bangka Belitung's endemic species. Hence, the Upang River Biodiversity Tourism Area has been named in her honor. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, here's the commentary today, which is titled Election Dispute Trial. Since Friday last week, the trial of 2019 presidential election dispute has been held by Indonesian Constitutional Court. The trial, awaited by many, had made the country's politics tumultuous. The trial began with a lawsuit reading by Bambang Wijayanto, member of presidential candidate 02 legal team, and it continued with the rebuttal from legal team of candidate 01 Yusril Ihza Mahendra, as well as statements on witnesses about election suit. In the 2019 presidential election dispute trial, the position of Constitutional Court in the law put the neutrality of Indonesian legal institution on stake. During simultaneous election in April 2019, there was favoritism issue of institutions and mass media for certain candidate pairs and parties. Thus, now the court's judges must work hard and make honest, accurate, clear, accountable, and legally valid decision. There are still 7 more days for the court to decide who will lead Indonesia or to annul General Election Commission's decision. Rigor and patience are the key for the constitutional judges in examining the big pile of evidences proposed by both sides, besides intelligence in examining every lawsuit. Physical endurance also needs careful preparation to ensure the case of more than 700 election organizers across the country who passed away due to fatigue in election progress, so it doesn't happen to the court's judges. This is necessary because there are still some more days until the trial at Constitutional Court ends. There have been presidential election dispute trials since the 2004 election. However, considering the current trial has limited time, the court judges must be able to manage their time, energy, and thoughts. After deciding result of presidential election dispute, they must face the legislative dispute, which will be varying because it involves 16 national parties and 4 local parties. There will be almost hundreds of litigants since it involved the legislative candidates of city, regency, provincial, and central levels. Any constitutional court decision for every lawsuit will be, it must be always based on honesty, neutrality, accountability, and legal validity. Also, acceptance from the litigants should their suit fail is also an important thing, especially if they have great influence and followers, to prevent the non-certified masses from protesting with improper ways and places as well as radical acts. Listener, that's the commentary today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on June 20, 1982, when England recaptured South Sandwich Island. On June 20, 1982, troops of England recaptured South Sandwich Island and announced the end of war after moving Argentinian garrison in South to Corbeta, Uruguay Bay. Falkland War officially ended after breaking out for 74 days. In the war, 255 personnel of English military and 649 personnel of Argentinian military and 3 civilians were killed. Document of surrender of Argentinian soldiers in Falkland is stored at Imperial War Museum in London. diplomatic relations between England and Argentina recovered in 1989 after the two countries agreed not to talk about the sovereignty of the island. The next event is that Berlin becomes the capital of Germany again. After Berlin Wall collapse in 1989 and reunification in 1990, German parliamentary decided to restore the capital of Germany from Bonn to Berlin on June 20, 1991. Meanwhile, Bonn, which became temporary capital of the Federal Republic of Germany on November 3, 1949 until 1990, becomes the main city and the federal city. The last event is the commemoration of the World Refugee Day. Since 2001, United Nations has planned June 20th as World Refugee Day. The reason to have set June 20, 2001 as World Refugee Day was based on Convention 1951 on refugee status that reads the 50th year. In addition, Organization of African Unity agreed that the World Refugee Day coincided with African Refugee Day, which falls on June 20. The day is commemorated to raise the world's awareness on the situation of refugees throughout the world. Today, the United Nations express their respect on refugees' braveness that face many obstacles after losing their homes due to conflict or violence and their contribution on environment. That was Today in History.
Ku sadari kau yang dipilih bagi diriku jalani hidup jagakan cinta walau pahit terkadang kau yang ku cinta selalu setia bersahaja saat cinta hampa tak lagi berkata dapatkah kita bertahan terus bersama menggapai harapan fajar yang akan datang. Selalu mencinta dan hidup ini tak selalu mudah.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the World, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia, titled Indonesia Affirms the Importance of Disaster Mitigation. The G20 member countries emphasized the benefits of adaptation actions and the role of climate resilience infrastructure in developing robust socio-economic and ecological systems globally, regionally, and nationally toward sustainable development. The matter was discussed at the G20 ministerial meeting on energy transitions and global environment for sustainable development, which was held in Karuizawa City, Nagano Prefecture, Japan, on June 15 and 16, 2019. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, who represented Indonesia in the meeting, said that Indonesia is located in the Ring of Fire, making the country prone to natural disasters. Therefore, it is important to make mitigation effort against various potential natural disasters. In addition to mitigation effort, in the National Intended Contribution, NDC, Indonesia also emphasizes the importance of adaptation to climate change, in this case, climate resilience, which includes three aspects, namely economy, social, and ecosystem or landscape. At the meeting, Minister Siti Nurbaya said that Indonesia also continued to strengthen all instruments to mainstream climate change adaptation to all development sectors at all levels. Furthermore, the minister conveyed the policies and actions of climate adaptation and resilience that have been carried out by Indonesia, some of which were implemented through bilateral and multilateral cooperation. The commitment and experience stated that Indonesia is aware that climate change adaptation measures can reduce disaster risk. According to her, there have been many Indonesian efforts in adapting the climate change. These efforts include building an information system, vulnerability index data information system, and encouraging the Climate Village program. To improve and expand adaptation effort, technology support, sustainable investment, and research are needed. Therefore, cooperation, mutual exchange of knowledge and technology development and investment are needed to support ecosystem resilience. Indonesia invites G20 countries to work together to encourage and mobilize resources to support infrastructure adaptation and resilience efforts. That was today's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tolong jauhkan nafsuku dari pesona awalmu. Aku terjangkit dan sakit, terjebak di ruang sempit, membiru indraku lepasmu. Terlihatku palsu tanpa rasamu menjamahku, tanpa ragamu di sampingku. Bukanlah wujudmu ranjang ternyaman bagiku. Henti bergumam hati, cabutlah biar tak membiru indraku. Susah payahku melepasmu, terlihatku palsu tanpa rasamu menjamahku, tanpa ragamu di sampingku, tanpa eratmu menggenggamku, tanpa arahmu lagi.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce Soka Papak Dance to you from Sika Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. On June 4, a typical dance of Sika Regency, namely Soka Papak, was held to welcome Sika's Regent Franciscus Roberti Diogo and Vice Regent Romanus Woga in the event of welcoming Roro Windu Karsa Dwitya ship, which will operate from Maumere to Surabaya. The Soka Papak dance was carried out by Doka Tawatana Dance Studio. Literally, Soka Papak dance consists of two words. Namely, Soka means dance and Papak means to welcome, to honor, and to accompany. So, Soka Papak means the dance to welcome and to accompany honorary guests. In the past, the Soka Papak dance was conducted to welcome and to accompany great and honored guests who visited Sika Regency. During the kingdom era, the dance was conducted when the king and queen visited the hamlet. All villagers together went down to the central hamlet to welcome the king and the queen along with their entourage. The dance is usually performed by 10 females and 1 male, because its function to guard a notable guest. The dancers carrying sword, matches and spears while dancing. When happening trouble, the Soka Papak dancers will directly secure the king and queen from the troublemakers. In the past, only certain people were allowed to perform the Soka Papak dance. They must have the skill in guarding and securing the king and the queen. The Soka Papak dance is also called as a mass dance, which is performed by dozens of selected people. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tersiarkan kisah lelaki tangguh bagai satria, namun saat ia tertati takluk oleh dunia. Cerminan sisi terbaikmu, lindungi hatinya sekalipun di dalam amarah. Tajam rasa racun dunia,
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listener, welcome back in our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we present you Jakarnaval 2019. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and also check out our website www.voinews.id. Listener, to enliven the 492nd Jakarta anniversary in 2019, various interesting events are held by the city government of Jakarta. One of them is Jakarnaval 2019. The Jakarnaval is an annual parade which has cultural aspect, which is going to be held by City Government of Jakarta and Tourism and Culture Office of Jakarta Province to commemorate Jakarta's anniversary. According to Deputy Assistant of Marketing 1 Regional to Development of Tourism Ministry, Adela Raung, Jakarnaval is not only carnival, but also as storefront of various kinds of archipelagic cultures. The archipelagic cultural diversity becomes the power which belongs to Jakarta. For the route this year, the Jakarnaval is conducted starting from City's Hall of Jakarta to the roundabout of Hotel Indonesia or Bundaran HI. Afterwards, the entourage of the parade will depart to the National Monument or Monas. There is also entertainment stage which is provided to welcome the carnival's entourage. The number of participants which will take part in the event reaches 5,000 people. They come from representatives of Rukun Tetangga or RT, Rukun Warga, RW, and Regional Work Unit. Rukun Tetangga or RT is the division of villages in Indonesia under Rukun Warga. RT is the lowest administrative division of Indonesia. The participants will use decorated vehicles and various interesting costumes. Arriving at Monas, there are some entertainments which are provided by the city government of Jakarta. The theme of Jakarnaval 2019 is New Face of Jakarta. New Face with Power shares archipelagic cultures, all merge in decorated vehicles and art cultural parade. The event has entered in 100 calendar of event 2019 of the Tourism Ministry. In addition, the Jakarnaval is the peak of Jakarta anniversary's commemoration. Head of Marketing Office of Jakarta Banten Region of Tourism Ministry, Nikomang Ayu Astiti, hopes that this event will make the capital city's tourism will be more shining. Listener, that was our segment, Miscellany. Thank you for listening.
Rasakan cinta sejak pertama ku jumpa dirimu, ku berikan tanda, namun mengapa kau tetap berlalu tak pernah melihatku. Oh oh, andai saja kau mengerti apa yang ku rasakan, kau tahu betapa ku mengharap.
harapkan kau jadi kekasihku. Oh Tuhan, tolong aku, tunjukkan cara untuk memiliki dirinya. Aku ingin hatinya jadi milikku.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present you a song entitled Titik Noda by The Lovett Band. Initially, the band consisted of six personals, namely Barjo van Houten, guitarist, Andre Gultom, saxophone, flute player and vocalist, Samsuar Hashim, main vocalist, Hairul Daud, the drummer, Budiman Pulungan, keyboardist, Sangkan Panggabean, the bassist, Yustian, second guitarist, Johanny Fatmarida Susilo, flute saxophone players, and Toto, the bassist. The band reached top popularity in the 1970s. The name of The Lovett began to popular after released the single hits Titik Noda in 1972. This song tells the story of someone who left behind by the lover. Now it just remains only a speck of stain on the deepest of heart. Well, listener, here is the song Titik Noda. Enjoy the song.
terdengar tetesan air hujan, semua menambah keberian. Hujan pun turun semakin deras, begitu juga air matanya. Dia menangis mengenai
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak mungkin, oh, tak mungkin.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.